Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Gabe Bullard. You may have seen a vehicle driving around Louisville advertising a publication called The Little Black Book. That vehicle belongs to Nora Shelton, founder of the group American Slaves, Inc. And I'm joined now by Michael L. Jones, who profiled ASI for this week's Leo cover story. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, so ASI, this is a group that maybe a lot of people don't necessarily know about. It started about 10 years ago, right?
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about this group.
Well, Nora Shelton was, he owned a manufacturing business, and he had this epiphany that minority, being a minority contractor, he won this minority contract award, and he realized that the minority, he always thought it meant African American or black, but the people out in the audience were women, white women, and, different nationalities. And so he started the search for his identity, and he realized that he should be called descendants of American slaves. So he started this organization, American Slaves, Inc., and he is trying to have descendants of American slaves recognized as a minority group.
Rather than using the term African-American or black.
Yes, because African-American, he says, should be, it's an immigration term, and it should apply to Africans who are newly in this country.
And what drove you to write about this group?
Well, I work at the Portland Library, and so every day I go down 21st Street, and their church is at 21st and Jefferson. And it's called the First Church of American Slaves. So as soon as you see that name, it catches your eyes. And there's a sign outside, and it says, slave reparations apply inside. And being African American, I wanted to get my name on the list just in case. And so I walked in, and I met the people there, and I spent like 2 months just following them around.
And what were some of the things you learned that were most surprising to you?
Well, first of all, that there were white members.
Yeah, that's something you point out. Was it the first time you went in the church? There was a white man there.
Yeah, there was a lawyer there, William Warner. And I don't know, when you hear First Church of American Slaves and the slave reparations, you get a certain stereotype in your head. And Shelton, he's a businessman, and I think that he speaks a language that appeals to the business community, whether they're black or white. And so he's got like a following among some white businessmen.
And yeah, two on the board, right?
Yes.
The group. And so what are some of the other key objectives of the group?
Well, ultimately, he would like to be the representative of all descendants of American slaves in America, and have companies that profited from slavery, have them pay money to his group. But for him, reparations is economic training and capital for businesses. He doesn't want to give every African American a check. But he says that, releasing slaves into a capitalist society without capital was like putting a baby in prison. And the African Americans never had a playing field, that level playing field that they can compete on.
And how is the progress toward achieving these goals?
Well, America's Little Black Book, his book, is attracting a lot of people, like discussion groups. A lot of people I talked to said that they had read the book. And there are some church groups that are becoming members of ASI.
And you write about one contradiction here is that Nora Shelton is not really a religious man.
Yeah, to him, it's all about like the what he calls the American slave movement. But I think in the 2 months I followed him, he mentioned three different churches that were his church. And basically, black people, are religious. There's a Pew study that 86% of African Americans see themselves as religious. And so he said, you can't get people to go to a Descendants of American Slaves meeting, but they'll go to church.
And what's been the reaction then to from some of the other African American leaders in Louisville to this group?
Well, there have been some people who are against it. I think that the language, it's not so much as ideas, it's the language that of like just putting slavery at the forefront and blaming slavery for everything. I mentioned Gerald Neal in the article, but there were some African-American ministers that he had mentioned that he had problems with. But I wanted the article to be more of a profile of him than a back and forth with different individuals.
And what's next for Norris Shelton?
Well, I talked to him yesterday, and he is considering a run for a political office.
Any particular office, state or city?
It's a state office, but I don't want to steal his thunder because I think that they're going to be having like a presentation in a few weeks.
All right. Yeah, we'll keep an eye out for that and make sure to stay in touch with you as well. Michael L. Jones, thank you for being here, the author of this week's Leo cover story. Great story. Make sure to pick it up, anybody out there listening who hasn't read it yet.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being here.